Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter, and we're joined by Kale Sorbo finishing out the week with us, guys. First of all, a true miracle that we actually made it back from Arizona because we were so delayed. We sat in these same bar stools for 7 hours at Phoenix Sky Harbor yesterday. So I'm just happy to be home, first of all. Kale, how are you feeling today?
Tired, but ready to do another pod, Suze.
Let's run it back. Let's do another one. We have so much to talk about right now because we have just watched the first series of the season. The Rockies played 4 in Arizona. They're starting the season 1-3. So at least we know they're not going 0-162. That's for sure. Now, some great moments, some really concerning moments. We're going to kind of break down all of these, walk through it, but I couldn't start a show without mentioning that this show is brought to you by Factor Meals. Use code DNVRROCKS50 to save 50% off that order. But I'm counting down. My Factor Meals are coming in real soon. I cannot wait to get them because they're going to be a hit with me all season long. I can promise that. Let's talk about the past couple of games because we've seen some patterns, some weird patterns. First of all, the first inning for the Diamondbacks, they were so damn productive or just so effective against Rockies pitching because Rockies pitching struggled in every first inning of this season so far. We saw so many leadoff walks and even a bunch of, in general, just a lot of leadoff base runners this whole series. Something to keep in mind, so they did drop the first two. This is the seventh time the Rockies have started a season 0-2, but the last time they did it, actually, some pretty good things happened. It was the 2018 season that won 91 games. Do you remember when the Rockies would have seasons where they would win 91 games?
Doesn't seem possible, but maybe I do remember it.
But it wasn't that long ago. Like, I was already coming out here for games. Like, it was not that long ago. Or maybe I've just been in the mix for a lot longer than I feel like. But yeah, very interesting. And of course, they were in the NLDS that year too. So it was a fun year to be a Rockies fan. The Rockies also didn't have a lead for 22 innings. That's a little stat that we got from Rockies PR. That was the longest stretch without a lead to start a season in franchise history. So not a great sign, but you know, they've overcome more before. The first two games, by the way, they allowed 23 runs between those two games. That is so much. The Rockies also really do not have a decent recent record at Chase Field. Last year, by the way, they won a single game at Chase Field last season. So the Rockies have already tied what they've been able to do at Chase Field, and the season has just begun. The Rockies, by the way, 3-10 against the Diamondbacks for the entirety of the 2023 season. Kale, now that we're like a day removed from Arizona, but really like 2 days removed from being, you know, between being at camp, being in the clubhouse, we spent so much time with these guys. You got a chance to get to know them, and you got to see the good, and you got to see some of the ugliest moments. What has stuck out to you the most since returning from this trip?
My number one takeaway from the trip is just how close the clubhouse is.
Yeah.
It's a really, really tight-knit clubhouse. These guys really, really care about each other. You can tell that they're all, I mean, a lot of these guys came up through the minors together. I think that is made for a pretty special group of guys as far as their connection goes.
Mm-hmm.
And like, honestly, like, this is not too unsurprising from how I thought the year was going to start. I mean, the Diamondbacks are coming off of a World Series appearance. They're a really, really good team.
They're coming in hot.
They're coming in hot. And the Rockies are sort of the opposite of that. They sort of, you know, sputtered to end the season last year. And like, this year is really about development for the Rockies versus a title hunt. Those are two entirely different things to be going on. And I think we saw that bear out in the first couple series. But I just would urge folks to stick with this team through these first couple of months because I think there's going to be some rough moments like we just saw. But I think by the time we get into the middle of the summer, they're going to be winning some games that are really fun, and there's going to be some really exciting wins going on, because I really think that there's some incredibly talented young guys that just need reps, and that is where – that is, I guess – those are my initial thoughts from my week there, hanging around the team. And I cannot stress enough how special of a group of dudes this is and how worthwhile investing in their development is going to be regardless of the win and loss record this year.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Kale, first of all, beautifully said. I totally agree. And just a total side note, a little bit later in the show, we're going to hear from Ryan McMahon, because we asked him about this team, but specifically about these young players. And I think it also really speaks to the closeness in this clubhouse. So we're going to talk to him. Well, we already talked to him and you guys are going to hear it. Also, Rymac, low-key, having a really great start to this season, too. So we've got thoughts from Buddy on what Ryan has been doing differently, but it also kind of has a lot to do with what the team offensively is doing a little bit differently. Not that we've necessarily really seen this all come to fruition at this time, but we're four games into the season, guys. We're four games in. Yeah, fam. We got to shout out our friends at Factor Meal Kits. Eating better is so easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every single fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, it's dietitian approved, and it's ready to go in just 2 minutes. You're not going to be like chopping up ingredients. You can just throw it in the microwave and go. And there's, I think, like 35 different options to choose from any given week. And if you're on like a specific type of diet, like if you're cutting calories or if you want more protein or if you're doing keto, they've got options for those too. There's like 60 different add-ons. You can customize it, keep yourself fueled. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Again, those two-minute meals, restaurant quality, but they also have things like pancakes, smoothies, and more like little midday bites. It is an all-day event. But if you do the math, Factor is less expensive than takeout every meal. And these are going to be a little healthier than those takeout meals, too. Head to factormeals.com/DNVRROX50. That's DNVRROX50. 50. That's the discount code you need, because that's going to get you 50% off. Again, that's factormeals.com/DNVRROX50. Link is in the description. You can see the verbiage on the YouTube show if you're joining us. Gotta get on it. Gotta get on that Bet365, because it is simply never ordinary at Bet365. They don't do ordinary. They believe every sport should be absolutely epic. And right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account at Bet365. Use code DNVR365 to sign up. Put $10 in there and you can get either a bet and get, where if you place a bet of $5 or more, you can get $150 in bonus bets. Or this one's my favorite, the first bet safety net. If you place a bet up to $1,000 and that qualifying bet loses, you will get a matched refund in bonus bets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it is never ordinary at Bet365. They've got some good things going on for NBA games, including an NBA early payout offer. I think it's already hit at least three times with the Nuggets, because it happens when your team goes up by 20, you can mark your parlay selections as a winner. Also, tons of same-game parlay options allows you to combine those popular markets from selected events across so many different sports all in one big price parlay. But important to note here, you must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. But again, gamble responsibly. Use code DNVR365 to save responsibly. All right. Guys, if you're in the chat, like, hop in. Let me know what y'all are feeling after these first couple games of the season, because obviously we have a very different perspective than what you guys have watching these games. And, I mean, can confirm, I can watch games. I'm super stoked, by the way, that my DirecTV is working. Also, side note, I guess this is a free ad. No, but Fubo apparently has these Rockies broadcasts too, and they didn't have Rockies games in the past. So kind of exciting. Kind of exciting that a team can get a cable deal going so fast. Who would have thought? In Denver?
Who would have thought? It is exciting. Also, now for the first time, if you buy Fubo, you get all Denver sports. It's like a complete, like if you have the sports package on Fubo, you have everything.
It's incredible. Oh, man. Someone send it to K-Max. hey, Ryan Feltner, we're going to talk about him. We saw his first start today. We're recording this Sunday, by the way, for our later listeners. Ryan Feltner, his first start of the season. So far, the best start of the season. We didn't win. We didn't see a win today. But listen, okay, 5 hits, 5 runs, only 3 of those earned. Drew 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, allowed a home run. But he's walking away from this game, starting the season with a 5.40 ERA. The second best start, Austin Gomber. We'll talk about his Saturday start in just a second. But this is kind of a pattern that we're seeing in these first innings during the first 4 Rockies games. Again, keep in mind, they're playing an ultra-hot D-backs team right now. They're so fired up. And they've been firing it up in the first inning in every single one of these games so far. And they have been holding Rockies pitching to so many pitches. I mean, Ryan Feltner, first inning, 28 pitches in that first inning. And then, of course, turned it around real fast, a 7-pitch second inning, an 11-pitch third, a 16-pitch fourth. So it's like the pitch counts are just getting like a little too elevated, a little faster. But we know these guys can be lights out guys because the pitch count in these other innings are just, they're so much lower. Something about these first innings. What did we see in the first inning of Ryan Feltner pitching? The leadoff walk, which again, we've been seeing way too much of these first 4 games. We had a base runner advance on a throwing error from Jacob Stallings. He got his first start of the season. Ryan Feltner gave up a single, an RBI single, and then gave up a home run from Christian Walker. I'm so tired of seeing Christian Walker's name right now. I am so over it. He is, again, a certified Rockies killer. And, I mean, unfortunately, these guys are going to be at Coors Field a week from today. So we're going to have to see them again real soon. Not necessarily looking forward to that part. That inning did end on two 3-6-3 double plays. Lots of double plays. We'll talk about this infield. We'll talk about them right now. So we had so many double plays, like 4 of them in Saturday's game too. So the infield can be sharp. They're just, I guess maybe not quite there yet, but we're seeing pieces of what we should be expecting from this infield, and that's shutting it down with a lot of double plays. That part was promising. But yeah, I'm going to look at the box score right now. Okay, so leadoff walk in the first, a leadoff single in the second. We saw a leadoff walk in the fifth. So 3 innings today, we saw a leadoff base runner. And again, that is a pattern we have been seeing throughout so many of these games. I think it was like 7 out of the 9 innings in Saturday's game, the leadoff guy was on base, one reason or another. Guys, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to finish talking about today. Nolan Jones, we mentioned those 5 runs, only three of them were earned. Nolan Jones, an error out there in the outfield, was making a catch that just looked so routine. And it somehow bounced off of his glove, and a run scored, and then the following run scored. So, yeah, that E7 in the 5th inning, you know, everyone makes mistakes. No one's perfect, but it was so weird how it happened because I feel like it was just a millimeter away from not being the case. But that error, that allowed 2 runs. We saw We saw a good appearance from Jake Bird, by the way. Came out for an inning, got a strikeout, didn't allow any runs. Victor Vodnik, too, out there for two innings. Again, one strikeout, allowed no runs. Got a goose egg ERA. Happy Easter, by the way, Victor Vodnik. Not bad. Not bad.
Really promising start for him after a rough spring, just in general. Super promising.
You know what? It's so funny because right now, I mean, it seems like most of the guys who had good springs are not popping off yet, and it seems like a lot of the guys who struggled this spring are figuring it out. And one of those guys, of course, Austin Gomber. Austin Gomber, of course, has had so many ups and downs, and the ups are real good, but his downs have been so, so down. But we did see him make a start yesterday, and that was a final score of 9-4. That was the Rockies' win. The Rockies won a game. It was very exciting. And, of course, that first inning, two runs, as is customary. So, yeah, this Saturday game, leadoff walk, then a single, then a double. Like, so just the first three guys on base. I don't think we had. Did we have a Christian Walker home run? We actually were marked safe from a Christian Walker home run on Saturday, so that's really good. But again, this is the game we saw so many Rockies double plays. That infield was clicking. And, let's talk about, we'll talk about Austin Gomber. Let me pull up my numbers, guys. Thanks for bearing with me. Okay, Austin Gomber, 4 2/3 innings pitched. So if he had just gotten that one last out, he would have gotten the win. The win went to Peter Lambert. Does the win even matter? If it comes down to, like, one out, I don't think the win actually truly matters. It was a good team win. Austin Gomber allowed 6 hits, 4 runs, all of those were earned. He walked 3, struck out 3, gave up 2 home runs. He is starting the season with a 7.71 ERA. This was such a weird game. The Rockies pitching walked so many batters. 9 walks, and they still managed to win this game. That's lucky. That is actually, I think that's pretty lucky. But also a testament to what the infield was able to do, turning those double plays, shutting down those extra base runners. It was fun. And of course, we got the first tacos of the season. So, I mean, if you're watching us live on YouTube, you have about 10 minutes to get to Taco Bell to get the deal. I did not make it. In my head, I was like, ooh, I think I'm going to try to go to Taco Bell for all of the tacos this season. Like, I didn't have time to go today between 4 and 6. That's crazy. Nick Mears had a great appearance, by the way, yesterday. Nick Mears, sneaky good. And Bud Black had some really nice things to say about Nick Mears, too, after the game. But he came in for an inning, 13 pitches, 9 of those for strikes. Didn't allow a single thing. He had one strikeout. But Buddy had so many great things to say just about how Nick Mears is in a place where this is the start of his career. Like, he has made some appearances before, but he's starting this season on the major league roster. So I'm excited. I'm personally also excited to see Nick Mears. But yeah, Buddy said his career is really starting now. Bringing it back to Austin Gomber for just a second, I mentioned like how high the pitch count has gotten in these first innings for Rockies pitching. Austin Gomber, in his start, a 33-pitch first inning. So many pitches. He absolutely reeled it in a lot more. How many pitches did he end the 91 pitches was his final pitch count. 57 of those for strikes. Pitch count, low-key, favorite stat. Yeah. Friday, we got Charlie Blackmon's first triple of the year. And it was his 64th triple. It's the most among active players and the most in Rockies franchise history. He passed Cargo's record for 5th most RBI in franchise history, too. So Charlie Blackmon still got it, still cooking. Also, it's like it's incredible to see a guy in his late 30s hitting a triple, legging it around the freaking diamond. It's incredible. Charlie Blackman, I think he's going to be really fun this season. I think he's going to be fun. You know what's going to make your season a lot more fun? Seeds from Chinook Cedary. They have the craziest flavors, you guys. And by the way, you're not going to leave, leave that session of seeds with a sandpaper tongue. You're not going to have that salty burn. You can eat these seeds all day long without absolutely tearing up your mouth. But they have, they have the original flavor, just like a regular flavor. They've got lemon pepper, jalapeno ranch, parmesan and pepper, cinnamon toast, dill pickle, hatch chili, smokehouse barbecue. You can just buy any of these, but you can also get a sampler pack to try all 8 flavors and see which one you like the best. And listen, these aren't like little baby seeds. These are the largest sunflower seeds you can get on the market. Head over to ChinookCedary.com and use code ROCKIES for 20% off your order. Best seeds ever. Do we know what seed we're in all of our Volo sports leagues? Because I know our coworkers take it very seriously. Volo is so fun. They have it's the biggest social sports company in the whole country, by the way. But it's $20 a month if you want to do unlimited. Great way to meet new people, stay active, play games in your city. And if you have the membership, you have unlimited access to pickup games, league drop-ins as a sub, and you can get discounts on the leagues that you're in and free or discounted access to things like tournaments, fitness classes, and events. And you can travel with Volo Pass too. So if you travel a lot or you're in another city, you can have all these perks in another city. Or if you move mid-season, you can just join a new team. I don't know. But sign up for the Volo app. Use code DNVR3. You can get the Volo Pass for $10 a month for the first 3 months. But use the link in the description of this podcast. All right. I'm excited about the season. We saw a little bit of a different lineup today because it's Sunday. A lot of guys had their scheduled off days. We didn't see Chris Bryant play. We didn't see Charlie Blackman play. What did we see? Jake Cave got a start. He hasn't gotten a start. Jacob Stallings got a start. So, yeah, we had Tovar hitting leadoff, Jones second, Montero third, Rymac fourth. Wait, did Ryan McMahon's on base streak end today? No. Yes. Hold on. Let me pull up the board. I don't think he got a hit today. He didn't get a hit today. Wow. The first 3 games were just absolutely lit. It was a day off. No. Okay. Reel it in, Suze. Reel it in. We've already had a baseball brawl, like a brawl, by the way, a fight that caused the benches to clear. And because of that, we've already got multiple suspensions. And that's just some of the baseball headlines. Oakland fans also, by the way, you probably saw the pictures from their opening day. Because the stadium looked absolutely empty. But all of those fans, by the way, all of the fans were outside of the stadium, making it clear, hey, we're showing up, but we are not giving you money, because they are so frustrated with ownership, which they absolutely should be. I was reading the comments on, I think it was the show we did on Friday before we went to the park, but someone asked a question that was like along the lines of like, if Rockies fans start boycotting in big enough numbers, would MLB get involved and make the Montforts do something different? And I'm like paraphrasing the question, of course, but I was thinking so much about what's happening in Oakland. They have been protesting ownership to sell the team just to help the fans out in some way. And they're getting thanked with their team is leaving the city. So also the other owners in Major League Baseball, they all okayed this move to Vegas. So I I don't think there's anything Rockies fans could do one way or the other to sway what ownership decides to do, is like the point that I'm trying to make. I just don't see a world where the Rockies fans start protesting or like not showing up or just like drinking at Lodo bars instead of going to the bar at the game. It's strange. It is. Yeah, it's a lot. Oh yeah. But I mentioned the benches clearing brawl. Yeah. The Blue Jays Rays game. Yeah. Hennessy Cabrera and Jose Caballero. Oh my gosh. You guys, I'm so sorry. Jose Caballero. Cabrera shoved him after they started getting into a spat. And it was just like, it seemed real. I don't know why they were arguing in the first place, but like Hennessy Cabrera just went straight to shoving him. And I think he is suspended right now. He'll be suspended for a couple games. But yeah. It was a weird confrontation, weird way to start the season. I don't know how tensions are this high already, but it's looking juicy. It's looking fun. When's the last time the Rockies had a benches clearing brawl? Was it the Jake Bird incident? I think it might have been. I don't remember another one after that. Burge in the chat. Chris Bryant, 0 for 10 to start the year. At least he's not injured yet. Oh, Burge. Wow, stern but fair. Yeah, Chris Bryant, awfully quiet to start this season. Again, yeah, he was sitting out today. That was not because of an injury, just a regular scheduled off day. Yeah. 0 for 10 right now, though. 7 strikeouts already to start the season. So I would love to see the MVP level Chris Bryant that I was told we should be expecting this season. Where is he? It's early. I'll wait it out. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. But thanks, guys, for chiming in the chat. Yeah. Okay. Anything else we want to talk about? Let's talk about some, you know what? I wanted to talk about some closing thoughts since we're kind of getting to that point of the show. Again, in and out here, we're going to keep it nice and light. But, you know, I want you to get all your info in a timely manner. I mentioned we wanted to talk about Ryan McMahon, who's had such a good start to this season, by the way. We got a chance to ask Buddy after game two of the season because we noticed, listen, Rymac has been, he started the season very productively. And we all enjoyed that. But yeah, we have the sound from Buddy. All right, so here's what Bud Black had to say about Ryan McMahon after Saturday's game.
Ryan McMahon had 2 hits tonight, a double yesterday. Obviously, such a small sample size, but what are you seeing from him that is working?
Yeah, I think with 2 strikes, I think you're seeing a shortened approach. I think, you know, you can follow up with Mac on that, but that's what we're seeing. And we've talked about that a lot with a lot of our guys, that we got to cut the strikeouts down by having a better 2-strike approach, and that just really equates to a different type of swing. Shorter swing, more compact, spread out a little bit if you need to, choke up. And there's a lot of different things you can do, but, you know, really focus and really be determined to put the ball in play. And that's what Mac's doing.
Yes, Ryan McMahon definitely put that ball in play those first three games. Not so much Sunday, but he had two hits in each of the first three games. Before Sunday's game, heading into Sunday's game, he was 6-for-10 with a double, two RBI, two walks, no strikeouts. That was before Sunday's game again. And that three consecutive multi-hit game streak is tied for the longest in his career. He hasn't done that since July to August of last season. So Ryan McMahon starting the season off in a really strong way. He's also the seventh Rockies player to have multiple hits in each of the first three games. He's in some good company. Randall Grichuk did that in his first three games, but he also started the season a little late, about a month in. The last Rockies player to do it in the team's first three games was Mark Reynolds in 2017. 2017 was a pretty fun season, too. Larry Walker and DJ LeMahieu have done it in at least four or more games. So he's got a little catching up to do. But overall, what a great sign. What a great sign. Another great sign, I think, and we talk about, we love to compare what's going on now to, you know, those unexpected successes in like 2017, 2018, 2019. And that was back when Mac was part of that young group of players that was just coming up. And we're seeing a huge group of young players coming up now. And Kyle Freeland had said earlier in spring training, and I'm just going to take this and go with it, but he was talking about how the young players now remind him of them when they were young. And I love that comparison too. And also, I mean, I wasn't in that clubhouse at that time, but I know a lot of those guys when they were in AA. So it's like, I can tell they were all really close. They're good friends. Even Ryan McMahon had mentioned, we'd asked him why he wears number 24. He was like, oh, I just wanted to like maybe have a locker next to David Dahl. Adorable. Besties. So we've seen it, and I feel like we're still seeing it. We asked Ryan McMahon about how he sees these young guys, and here is what he had to say.
Kyle Freeland had mentioned in an interview during spring training that so many of the young guys remind him of, you know, when you guys were the young players coming up. Where do you see that?
I think this group's better. You know, we had a little bit more veteran guys, like when Kyle and I were first coming up, but yeah, I think this group's better, so hopefully we can put it all together and make some noise.
Okay, hi, that was so fast, I'm so sorry. I'm like getting so ready to show you guys the t-shirts. But yeah, Ryan McMahon loves these kids. We love that they're all besties. It was overall, I mean, the records don't show it, but I mean, I do think it was a really good week in general. I think we're figuring things out. I think these young guys are going to figure things out. We don't have to panic yet. You don't have to cancel the season yet. If I see another meme about the Rockies thanking fans for a season because this one's over after just a couple of days, like, I'm going to scream. It's too early. Talk to me in a couple of weeks and then we can all freak out together about something. Get together with us, by the way, on the day of the home opener. Look at the shirts, by the way. Ooh, I'm so excited about these. And also, I mean, they're so soft. They're so fresh. I love a Sunday fun day. We're pretty stoked for the season. But yeah, Ice House, we're going to have that home opener party that we've done for the past couple of years. The whole crew is going to be there. It's literally a work holiday for us. For like everyone but me.
That's true. They're giving everybody but the Rockies beat the day off.
It's pretty funny. Was that the case last year? Did you guys all get a day off last year?
No, I produced a show more intoxicated than I should have last year. That is how that happened instead.
Oh my gosh. All right, we won't have to. The Nuggets don't play on the home opener day this year, do they?
No, they don't.
Okay, good. Thank God. That like really messed up the plans. I'm a little worried about the plans this week, by the way, because the Rockies are on their way to Chicago right now. The weather looks awful in Chicago. They're scheduled to play three games. There's an off day on Thursday, but the weather just looks terrible. I'm highly concerned that we're not going to get them in a schedule that works good for me. But yeah, the bottom line is we're going to be back. This show will be back after the Cubs series. We're always going to guarantee a post-series wrap-up for us to really contextualize what we saw. So we'll have that after the Cubs series. It'll be a post-game show. We'll also have a post-game show after opening day. And we'll have a post-game show a week from today after the end of the Rays series. But make sure you're here for the opening day party. Order these shirts right now. Yeah, here's the one, the Sunday Fun Day. We saw images of them. And then I love this one, Defend the Party Deck, because honestly, I am a party deck defender. Like, I love watching games, but I do love me a party deck, that's for sure. Actually, this is going to look really good on me. I might wear this sooner rather than later. You should follow Kale sooner rather than later, by the way, because he has been, first of all, cooking. Second of all, posting incredible pictures. You took so many amazing shots while we were in Arizona.
Thank you.
Where can we follow you?
I'm just at Kale Sorbo, Kale with two L's on Twitter.
I love it. You can follow me at TheSusieHunter on all platforms. I actually got to watch a little of the Phillies game today. And, oh, you know what? It was so satisfying. So Chris Sale had his first start as an Atlanta Brave. And his first batter that he faced, Kyle Schwarber, hit a home run off of him. I thought that was pretty fun. And Chris Sale is a dude. I mean, I think baseball is better when he is doing better. He's such an incredible pitcher. But also, like, I recognize that he's, like, totally crazy. In a way, I've never met him. So I'm like, is this in a fun way where it's like, oh, like, you know, he's just being himself? Or is it like, because he did have a bad start like a year or two ago, like a rehab start, and he just like went off in the Worcester Woo Sox clubhouse and like was like breaking TVs. Like, so he'll like throw a fit. He threw a fit when he was with the White Sox because he didn't like the jersey of that day. Because it was one of those, like, I think it was like a Memorial Day jersey or something. It was like one of the themed holiday ones. And he just hated it so much that he cut it up. And then he had to not play that game because he did not have a uniform. So, like, Chris Sale will do crazy stuff. And I want to see him, like, I mean, I want to see him do well, of course. But, like, I'm biased towards the Phillies a little bit. You guys know that, my hometown team. It's pretty fun. Pretty fun to see someone hit a home run off of him. That was my total sidebar. Wow. Wow, you guys. Hang with us for opening day. That's on Friday. We're going to have a really good time. All my coworkers are going to have a really fun time at Ice House. I'll stop by and say hi. My friends will be there. But it'll be a good time. So make sure you're there. Follow all of the latest Rockies news. We're going to be live tweeting all the games all season. So if you're not watching, you know what's going on and you know what we think about it. DNVR_Rockies is where you can find that. And Kale, you know what I love to say about closing out a show, but also closing out a series.
What do you say, Sus?
I say, that's baseball. That's the show. We will talk to you after game 3 against the Cubs. See you later this week.
We all silly like the mayor.